an Uncle T-shirt. A ticket from the WRKO Midnight Casino Royale Show. A hula hoop. A Boston Subway token. A clear plastic record. A Larry Glick lemonade kit. A picture of Mike Davis. A Super Bowl. An original 45 RPM copy of Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? By Lonnie Donegan. A Beanie Copter. A Winky Dink coloring set. A copy of The Saturday Evening Post, not hardbound. A New York World's Fair subway map. A Bosco shake-up mug. A 1929 wall calendar. A slide whistle. A $2 bill. A red, white, and blue Pepsi Cola bottle. A 1943 steel penny. A WMIT program schedule. An Edsel, or photograph thereof. A Pluto Bobo clown. A 49-star flag. If none shows up, a 48-star flag wins. A Ford gumball. A book of King Corn Steps. An unopened copy of Can Magazine. A copy of the World Journal Tribune. A Chinese restaurant menu. In Chinese. A Bucky Beaver toothbrush. A working tube battery-operated portable radio. A 45-only record changer. An I Like Ike button. A left-handed light bulb. An unused pre-1969 Christmas seal. A B&M water cup. A Fritzy Ritz comic book. A prison screw. A copy of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. A piece of Chinese sesame candy. An airline comfort bag. Anything featuring or by Annette Funicello. A Weblos badge. A mandolin. A Sheraton Hotel's towel. Anything powered by steam. An Italian ruin. A hip pocket disc. A periscope. An owner's manual for a DeSoto. A music box disc. Anything with a duck on it. A Superman costume. An Arabic think sign. A Captain Midnight decoder. A Davy Crockett cap. A photograph of Howard Hughes. A Lucky Strike green package. A postage stamp from the Grand Order of the Knights of Malta. A photograph of Clayton Moore. Without mask. An ugly fruit. A WBCN bumper sticker. Not attached to bumper. A Tom Corbett Viewmaster reel. The liver from a visible man or visible woman. A government printing office credit refund stamp. A moose head. A pair of spats. A Mr. Machine. A 16 and 2/3 RPM record. Good luck. You'll